Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The world is a great big Jaffa cake. Some people don't like it, others do. Either way, it's okay. All you've got to say is not today. Thank you.
Well, a very good morning to you. I hope that the love of our Lord Jesus Christ moves in you and on you and over your left eye. We'll talk a bit more about that directly. But in the meantime, your prayers, please, for Nigel Farage. Warned by the police not to flout lockdown rules. All he was doing was travelling to Dover to whip up a bit of fear and hatred over immigration. Yet again, it's one rule for Nigel Farage and the same rule for everyone else. In any case, welcome to the podcast. Praise him!
Not today, thank you. Nigel Farage, best thing that's happened to this country in years. Absolutely disgraceful. Always trying to do speak truth.
Good morning. Listen, there's just a lot of business to get through, and I love it. Thank you very much to everyone who's contributed. Let's not get onto that. We had enough trouble with Wednesdays. Donald Thrubwell was talking about Turkish Delight. We were talking about that. People not fans. I love me some Turkish Delight. He says, hello, Not Today Pod. I'm in full agreement with you. The Turkish Delight portrayed in The Lion, the Witch and the Thinly Veiled Allegory. Praise him! Did not prepare me for the horrible, jellified bath bomb reality. Come on. If I was Edmund, it would have to be Bombay Mix to keep me on side. That's a great... We should redo The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Just completely, yeah. Rodney Fernandez says, I run a small coffee roasters. Ooh, that's cool. Can we... How do I get some? And I've become a real fan of black filter coffee with a level teaspoon of butter. Who needs the coffee? It is relatively smooth and tastes like a peanut butter chunky Kit Kat, but without the sugar. Pointless. This sounds amazing. I don't need to butterize more of my life. Like, I don't need more butter in my life. I need less. But Dave Stitch is in agreement, though. He says a teaspoon of butter in black coffee that it's whizzed in a blender for a few seconds makes a hot, fluffy zing cake. What's a hot, fluffy zing cake? I knew there was a thing with, like, yak butter, isn't there? In, like, Nepal or something. Anyway, David Alt took the trouble. Now, he's been doing this amazing project where he's trying to catalogue the cost of Jaffa cakes and find out the cheapest and most expensive. And there's an online form, which I suspect is still running, if you want to contribute. David, I'm sure, will retweet it, and then I'll retweet it, and we can all retweet it. Anyway, in haiku format, haiku, Mike Reed, Classic FM, Misogsky. I know who he is. Just Googled him. Anyway, he's in haiku format. He's got some news about the most expensive Jaffa cakes. It says, value mostly unchanged. Pick and Pay South Africa, still most expensive. But £5 for 12 Jack Fulton's lime-flavoured cakes, 41p each. That's from Claudio, Zanzibar in curmudgeoned Yorkland, not Pemba. Don't know, I don't understand any of that, but thank you. Thank you. He also established it would take 202 million tea bags laid side by side to get from York to New York and posted a picture of the two David Alts side by side. He's been busy. It's important to make your lockdown count. Thanks for all of that, David Ault. That David Ault, not the other David Ault. There is another Jake Yap. I emailed him once, I think, to say, hey, you're Jake Yap and I'm Jake Yap. He ignored it. That's fine. I can see how he probably didn't find it interesting. He's a drummer in the Midlands. I think he's probably coming up for about 30 now. I didn't stalk him or anything. Sounds like I stalked him. I didn't stalk him. It was really weird. Like, he'd floss before he brushed his I don't know. Yeah, just putting that out there. Hellcat Press, in answer to Not Today Pods, at Not Today Pods, question about tea, the best way to enjoy tea is to throw it in the harbour while loudly asserting your independence. Hashtag, go Boston! and then said, regarding what flavours pair best with chocolate? Yes, that was my question. That's what I tossed out yesterday. Raspberry and dark chocolate is a divine combination. The bitterness of the dark chocolate complements the tartness of the raspberry. It's delicious. Yeah, I mean, if it's a dehydrated raspberry thing, it's not as nice as like white chocolate with raspberry on a cookie. Do you remember those? Oh, God. Hannah emailed, it's not today at swanburst.com. I'm being picked up on my pronunciation of raspberry. Hannah emailed, morning, Jake. Hope all is well with you and yours and the apostles. The word now pops up in my predictive text box. Combining two of the recent topics, peanut butter stirred into hot chocolate is divine. I keep meaning to try that. Oh, today might be the day. I think I need cashew butter. Come on, creamy cashew butter. Maybe peanut butter. I don't know. I'll let you know. Hannah says, I'm now going to go and make one. Yeah, I think you might have seeded that. It's going to be like, you know, like the end of EastEnders. There's a huge spike of, you know, the nation going, putting the kettle on or whatever it is. Anyway, take care and stay safe. Hannah, thanks very much. Yes, you too, Hannah. And David emailed to say, dear Jake, to follow up on today's food discussion, while chocolate yogurt... not a metaphor. It's pretty unheard of in the UK. I have happy memories of Tony. That's with an I. Tony. Chocolate yogurt, which I used to get through an awful lot of when living in Zurich in the mid-90s. What were you doing in Zurich in the mid-90s? Excellent description at this page. The Tony Jogurts, traditionally in glass jars, used to be hugely popular in the 1980s when I was a child. They're still on the shelves, but not equally sought after anymore. Chocolate yogurts are a must in Switzerland. It's nice to have a family tradition. Our family like the Tony ones the best, especially the deep dark bit at the bottom of the jar. Oh, that's nice. So there was a deposit on the glass jars and stuff, and it's great. He says Switzerland's always been way ahead of us with more environmentally friendly packaging materials, and I don't remember buying milk in anything other than a plastic bag for insertion into a matching-sized jug during the entire 3 years I lived there. Cheers for now! David, thanks very much. I mean, a plastic bag full of milk is... I mean, just on a holistic environmental level, it's...
Well, actually, it takes a lot of water to make soy milk, but you didn't...
Still less. Anyway, Jackie. Hi, Jake. How are you in this? The lockdown paradox of not wanting to keep staying in, but not actually wanting to go out either. Yes, I'm there. She says, I'm at the crying at Lego animation stage, so all good here. Yes, that's very encouraging. I'll cry at anything right now. Yes, I'm pretty sure I've cried at Lego. I cry at anything where people have done an enormous amount of work just to entertain anyone, really, but particularly children. Like, if I see something where people have done a lot of really hard, difficult work solely to make my kid laugh, I'm lost. Anyway, she says, you ask about what goes with chocolate. Well, mint does. We know that. It's a classic. Do we, Jackie? Do we? Because I'm not so sure.
Sure, lettuce, courgette, broccoli.
Knock yourself out. Any green leafy. The pinnacle of this combination, says Jackie, is surely the after-eight mint, which, like imperial leather soap and gold blend instant coffee, simply oozes class and elegance. 1980s voiceovers. Very smooth. Slightly creepy. Oh, hello. However, I am from poor stock, says Jackie, and we were only allowed them once a year at Christmas. Oh. So my ever-resourceful five-year-old self found a neat trick, a handy workaround that I've never shared before, but will share with you now, and it's this. When, after dinner, you're allowed a handful of chocolate buttons, or maybe a Freddo, make as if to eat it. Then, and here's the genius, run upstairs with the said chocolate still in your mouth. Head for the bathroom, grab the toothpaste, and squeeze a little bit in your mouth. Et voila! Instant choc mint classic goodness. You're welcome. Oh, that's like... that's really poignant. Oh, I suddenly feel quite emotional about that, but I am at the crying at Lego stage. Genuinely welling up at that. I don't know why. Oh, take care, you lovely lot. Jack in Brent, the London Borough, not the regional manager of the Wenham Hog branch in Slough. And then she just writes underneath, toothpaste chocolate. Okay. Gem. Hashtag chocolate, not chocolate. We had a chocolate fountain at our wedding. Fountain? We had a chocolate fountain at our wedding. Well, so many of us do. The nerves. As was the fashion in the mid-noughties. The morning after, we were told that someone who remains unidentified... Can we have like an amnesty on the podcast? Like if they come forward? Had been seen... whipping a sausage through the chocolate. Which may or may not have been a euphemism. Hey! I don't know, chocolate-dipped sausages. I could get behind that more than a chocolate-dipped strawberry. Incidentally, says Jem, I'm with you on the fruit chocolate stuff, although the current Mrs. B would disagree as she's partial to a dipped strawberry.
Strawberry.
I very much favoured the marshmallows as perhaps the only acceptable dippy. Yes, I agree. If it's opaque, it will probably work with chocolate, pasta, peanut butter, bread. Like opaque foods. Anything even remotely translucent. It's not going to work. Suzette DeRosia. I had a chocolate fountain nightmare. Oh, I'm interested. At a ladies' retreat. Oh no. Unmechanical women setting up. No one would help. These are Suzette's words and not mine. I stepped up and regret the moment we turned it on. It sprayed everywhere. They all knew a thing about her skills. Also, Suzette asks, who is in Texas, I think. What is a proper biscuit for tea? Does an Oreo qualify? No, I'm afraid not. No, I've tried. They don't have the right consistency. There has to be a loose crumb to favour tea absorption. I would say probably a graham cracker. A graham cracker. I love a graham cracker. A graham cracker. Why? Graham! Graham! I dropped your syllable again, Graham, just to let you know. Graham. Herb. Herbs makes it sound French. When I lived in Washington, D.C., there was a shop in Van Ness, which was up the road from Cleveland Park where I lived. I walked past it when I was going to edit Bad Ground Force trailers, and I loved it. The shop was called La Cheeserie. Makes it French. La Cheeserie. It's a cheeserie. La Cheeserie. Oh, it was sweet. Anyway.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Martin with an I, not a Y, says, to deviate just a tad, adding sugary stuff to meat is just weird.
Oh, you don't want my chocolate-dipped sausage?
Bacon, says Martin, does not need maple syrup or a sugary glaze. Sausages and apple should be kept apart. Pineapple is not for gammon. That's clearly an egg. I think I agree. Rick Bean agrees. Fruit in chocolate's just wrong. I can't stand misadvised food combinations. See also pineapple on pizza. I'm not really down with pineapple on pizza. I'm sorry. I know that makes me, like, ultra-conservative. David Alt says, yeah, but the fruit and biscuit Yorkie's tasty, though. Sure. Like, if you held a grape up to the sun, you could probably see a little bit through it. But a raisin, it's opaque, man. It's fully opaque. I don't want water-filled cells combining with chocolate. Is that all right? James Hart, brief rundown. Chocolate and citrus, a summary. Chocolate orange, thanks, Terry. Yes. Chocolate limes, sucky sweet. You can sometimes get them in a Poundland. Yes. Chocolate lemons, they don't exist, but I'm not sure why. Chocolate grapefruit, hashtag, might be a euphemism. Not with you on chocolate limes. Like, I eat them, but it's like, it's two things. Like, I'd like a lime sweet, and then I'd like a chocolate sweet. Why do I have to have them both at the same time? It's not like you go, oh, tomato soup and chocolate mousse. What a wonderful meal. I think I'll eat them with the same spoon. Anyway. Oh, and pancakes make more or less everything with chocolate acceptable, says James. That's a good shout. Pancakes are a good medium, aren't they? They're a great neutralizer in a way. Una says, I'm with David on the pronunciation of warehead. Yes. Just thought I'd share. Also, cooked carrots are horrible, but raw ones are marvelous. Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. I think I'm absolutely with you on that. Even roasted carrots, like I'll eat roasted carrots, but I'm not really happy. I love you. I mean, I can do like a carrot soup. Love you. Duncan, Vegetectus. Overcooked carrots are disgusting, but then again, so is all overcooked veg. Of course, overcooked potatoes are, well, mash. I think you mean mush. Let's draw a line under all of that for now. I mean, you can still get in touch. It's at nottodaypod or nottoday@swanburst.com. Neil has sent us a missive. He says, it's, what is it now? Week 52 of lockdown or something? And here's my hot take. Everybody's going a bit nuts. I know I am. Yeah. Yeah, I feel it now. Like, I really, like, it's not. So, you know, we're all, you know, I'm going to start doing artistic installations soon. I think you know what medium I'm going to be using. At the outset, says Neil, as a reasonably fit mountain walking type of person, I thought, yeah, having to stay indoors for an indeterminate period will be no problem. I'll set up my bike on a static bike stand thing, perhaps, so I can ride it in the garden and stay healthy. It'll be good. Fun, even. Possibly. Even if, ultimately, I'll be both literally and figuratively going nowhere. Then, in the manner of a schoolchild preparing endless exam revision timetables, rather than actually doing some revision, I moved the bike around a few times just to make sure it was in the right place. Sometimes it went in the shed in case of rain, and other times it sat outside. The main thing that didn't happen to it was any actual cycling. This weekend, after however many weeks it's been, I realised that the reason I haven't been cycling, apart from the fact that I didn't really want to, and that doing exercise when you can't go out is basically just a frustrating annoyance, is that I couldn't find my other white sock. I have socks. I have, if I'm honest, far too many socks. Some so old they can probably remember when Tony Blair was PM. Oh, yeah. But you see, they're either mountain walking socks, lovely thick warm socks, or black ordinary walking around socks. And for some reason, I've convinced myself that if I'm going to do some exercise, I need to have white, these are the type of socks you wear when doing exercise, socks. Okay? So far, I've only found one of these socks. Not one pair, just one. On the plus side, I feel that one white sock is better than none, but at the same time, I've convinced myself that it's definitely one sock too few to actually do any exercise. Okay? So instead, my bike has gone back in the shed again. Looks like rain. Better to be safe than sorry. And my exercise regime is largely reduced to walking between my study desk and the fridge to see if, miraculously, any treats have appeared in there. So far, they have not. When I find that other white suit, sock, though, sorry. Whoo, boy. Well, I'll probably find some other excuse. Keep up the good work. Stay safe. All the best. Neil. Thanks, Neil. You too. Socks, it's a critical thing. I always have a bit of an issue when I'm doing Joe Wicks, when he's doing me, of what to wear on my feet. Because I can't really wear trainers because I'm doing it like on a yoga mat and I'll just rip it up. And some socks are uncut. Anyway, I don't know. There's some people doing some experiments. The Patreons at a certain tier are watching the live stream of this podcast and are currently experimenting with putting things into their coffee. And I don't think it's going well. I was thinking, Ollie, Julie, you wouldn't do, no, not cashew butter in coffee. That's wrong. Cashew butter in hot chocolate. Ordinary butter in coffee, obviously. This is very straightforward. And Owen is saying, I wonder if you stirred cookie butter into coffee. What's cookie butter? Might need to know about that. In fact, Owen's husband, Jason, has been in touch to say, hi, Jake. You mentioned exchange students on a recent episode. I was one back in 1991. Oh, yeah. Early 90s exchanges. I went to Japan for a year and lived in a medium-sized town in the north of the main island where I was the first foreign student and one of the first non-Japanese people, period, to ever live in the town. Wow. In February, there's a holiday called Sitsubun. I'm pretty sure that's completely authentic, where a group of people go from door to door. At each house, you throw a handful of soybeans into the house and yell, Oni wa soto fuku wa uchi! Same to you, fella! Oh, which essentially means, demons out! Good spirits in! One person in the group is always dressed as a demon, and because they thought it would be funny, they dressed the foreigner up in the big papier-mâché head. I was a news story pretty much everywhere I went. So at the end of the day's bean-throwing excursions, I haven't been on one of those for ages, we retired to the tea shop, owned by one of my host families, and were greeted by the local news. I was still dressed in the demon costume. As I was waiting for the news crew to set up, a customer came into the tea shop, a young woman carrying her baby. I was standing next to the counter, so she walked up beside me. I thought the demon head might frighten the baby, so I took it off, revealing my actual foreign head. The baby began screaming and would not stop until I left the shop. Oh, dear, Jason. There's a lesson in there somewhere, I'm sure, he says. Demonically yours, Jackson in Tucson. Like, Jason, if you now live in Tucson, you're going to have to put a C into your name, aren't you? Just to harmonize. Jason in Tucson. Thanks very much for that. Does anyone else have some good foreign exchange stories? I haven't got a foreign exchange story, but I've got a story about going to Belgium, which maybe I'll share with you tomorrow if you're interested. On the subject of demons out and good spirits in, Pat, hello, has emailed me this YouTube clip of a pastor, an American televangelist, solving the problem of the coronavirus in America, which is great news for everybody. And what I like is that there's a guy beside him who's just sort of trying to chip in a bit and sort of keep the conversation going. And that's quite funny.
We'll exercise judgment right now.
Because we have...
In the name of Jesus!
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, he's off. Yeah, I was just...
Standing in the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19.
Oh,
I execute judgment on you, Satan, you destroyer, you killer, you get out, we break your power, get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand. A vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, actually, that is a very good idea.
I call you Don.
Yeah, Don.
I call you Don Gong.
Don Gong.
You come down. It.
No more.
Is.
Yeah.
Finished. It is over. And the United States of America is healed and well.
Thank you.
Again.
Praise.
Saith the mighty.
Hallelujah.
Spirit.
Glory.
I want to go.
Glory. Peace, who is also the Prince of War.
Oh.
The Lord Jesus Christ. When oppressive, mean, nasty people.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't like
attack
that.
Attack his people. When mean, oppressive, nasty diseases.
Yeah, they are.
Attack his people, George. The Prince of Peace takes his place.
He does.
He does.
That's and he becomes the mighty man of war.
Okay. That comes with a salad. Would you like fries? Well, I hope you enjoy that. And great news if you're listening in America. The COVID-19 has been healed by some unscrupulous televangelists. So do think about giving them all of your earthly possessions as you transcend into his glory forever. Talking in tongues. Shabba blah 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 blah. Right, that's it for today. Thank you very much indeed for your company. Don't forget, any kind of foreign exchanges you went on, anything that happened to you then, and all the old gubbins about experimenting with things in coffee. I will see you tomorrow. Lots of love. Don't forget, this podcast can't really grow without you. So, if you're enjoying it, why not tell a friend? It's not like they've got anything else to do right now. There's really no way for them to evade that invitation, like a Zoom invite lurking in your inbox. I'll be back tomorrow and looking forward to it. See you then. Bye-bye. Lots of love.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.